Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
You know, we've been talking a lot about how companies are thriving, and that's because they've adopted technology to provide an innovative twist to their businesses.
Yeah, and that's something that the next company we're going to speak to does. It enables others to do it. Singapore-based SCI e-commerce's mission is to help domestic brands and foreign businesses enter and then succeed in Southeast Asia and China's cross-border e-commerce market, and that's such a competitive one.
Yeah, okay, so we're talking about services that range from setting up and managing retail stores, online marketplaces, to digital marketing, and they've got partners, you know, big names, by the way, Shopee, Lazada, Tokopedia.
Yeah, that's right.
How about that?
The company first launching in 2011, and it's garnered a number of quite significant awards in its developing history.
Yeah, I believe, according to Frost & Sullivan, they are the most leading e-commerce industry company with the strongest cross-border e-commerce capability solutions provider in Southeast Asia. And this was Southeast Asia. This was back in 2019.
Good stuff. And just last month, actually, they were ranked number 2 on Singapore's list of fastest growing companies in 2021. That was compiled by the Straits Times and the global research firm Statista, with a compound annual growth rate of over, get this, 323%.
Gosh, you're kidding me. I got to know what's behind this momentum. Joseph Liu, the CEO of SCI e-commerce, is on the line with us. Joseph, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
So you launched this company back in 2011. At the time, what kind of gap in the market were you trying to fill?
I see. That's a very good question. Firstly, let's thank you for the invitation. So one was started in 2011, actually, we found there's quite a gap in the market because most of the brands, they were just on the offline market, but they were not on the online market. So as I researched the past 20 years e-commerce history of China and U.S., I found there must be a big gap for Southeast Asia e-commerce market for the brands. Yes.
Okay.
So well, that's the gap.
I think you've saved a lot of people's lives because a lot of people, they enjoyed using e-commerce from the comfort of their home.
Yeah, that's right. So, Joseph, I'm curious to know, when you discovered there was a gap, what did you do?
We've seen the history in U.S. and in China. We see this business can grow. So we tried our best to talk to some brands to give them a trail to go online first. Back in like 2012 or 2013, but over that time, actually, the brands were not that interested for being online to go online, so it's quite difficult at the moment.
Joseph, then how do you convince them to go online? How do you train them to go online? Because now we see those that are online, they really benefit, right? So what is your sales pitch to them in that sense?
Okay, back in those years, they are really not interested. I remember one case that I think it's a Unilever International, the brand that we work together with. In the beginning, I send them an email and they reply they are not interested to go online. I keep on sending them email, one email a day. But after a month, they finally agreed to have a meet with me.
So you pressure them, basically.
Yes, I got the chance to meet them and then found that they agreed to give it a try for e-commerce. Yes.
Wow. Oh, I tell you what, Joseph, you've inspired me that never, ever give up on something. So, what was it that you put in this email? What solution were you offering them?
Okay. The offer actually we're providing them is from the beginning of the staff solution to like online store setup, digital marketing, customer service and fulfillment. So we help them selling on omni channels, including like traditional e-commerce platform, vertical and O2O e-commerce channels, and the recent new social e-commerce channels, such as live broadcasting and short videos. Oh. So this is a service we're providing.
Right, right.
Can I just ask, you just mentioned this live broadcasting, sort of, it's a really popular marketing tool in China right now. But do these models that you offer, obviously there are some things that are going to work in some territories that don't work elsewhere. What works in Southeast Asia?
You mean the live broadcasting?
Like, whether it's live broadcasting or whatever other solution, which is the most popular, most effective solution in Southeast Asia?
Well, in Southeast Asia, I have to say, what I found that Southeast Asia is, the e-commerce market is still a little bit behind than U.S. and China e-commerce market. So although live broadcasting is already very popular in those two countries, but I have to say in Southeast Asia locally, still the traditional e-commerce platforms is the biggest chunks in the market right now. But we can definitely see a very high growth on live broadcasting and social e-commerce, including like TikTok, Indonesia. We are working on something and which is going to launch very soon. It's going to be a big project.
Wow, sales via TikTok, that sounds very interesting. Joseph, let's do a bit of case study, if you don't mind. You recently helped Tiger Balm, a local brand, tap into the online presence in China. Could you tell us what you did for Tiger Balm and what's been the feedback so far?
Oh, I see. So this is a very recent and very good case that Tiger Balm is a brand that I love very much. So we help this brand to actually penetrate into China cross-border e-commerce market, including like the one you know, like JD Worldwide, including like Tmall Global. And beyond this, actually, we also help them to do a lot of social marketing to promote the brand's awareness in China cross-border e-commerce market. Mm. And it's been feedback very well. We have actually recently adjusted our target to double the original numbers that we set on the end of last year. And we hope to make this Singapore well-known brands to be also very well-known in China market.
Wow. Do you have any numbers on how well Tiger Balm is doing over there in terms of the growth?
Okay, that's a bit sensitive, but okay, the number range will be tens of millions.
Wow, tens of millions. Okay. We are speaking this morning to Joseph Liu, who's the CEO of the SCI e-commerce. Joseph, so you guys, SCI e-commerce, have been named one of the fastest growing companies of 2021. For you personally, what do you think is the secret to the growth of this company?
The most very important, I have to say, there are 3 points to drive the growth, I have to say, very important. And the first one is the strategy. We must have a very clear and almost correct strategy, because we cannot have a, it's impossible to have 100% correct, but almost correct strategy. That's the number one.
Okay.
Number two, we must have a very benefit and long-term organization system. So this is the second point, very important. And the third point is the cultures. It's the culture of the company is very, very important. Mm. So I think that is the most very important drive for the growth of the company.
Joseph, I'm curious about the culture of your company. Could you explain it to us in a few sentences?
Okay. Some of our cultures, we have 6 cultures, so I can share with you some of that. Okay, the first one is customer first. This is one of our culture, always to drive the customer's value to the maximum and beyond their expectation. So this is customer first. Mm. And some of the others, including like the teamwork spirit and also the ownership spirit, which we encourage our teams, our employees to be a part of the ownership. And also we are awarding like employee shares options to the teams, so that they feel it's an ownership.
Wow.
Yeah, it's always...
So this is some examples, yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good ownership. One. It's like having that vested interest, isn't it? So SCI Commerce has managed to win a number of significant awards, which is incredible. What's it feel like for you and your teams to be recognized with awards?
Yes, we are doing the awarded by a lot of significant awards, except the recent Straits Times one. Actually, we also been recognized by the best Southeast Asia e-commerce solution provider in the recent consecutive 2 years by Alibaba Group and Lazada. And our way of doing this, we are focusing more on the business, but keep on low profile in the PR market. So I have to say, this is a very rare interview opportunity that I do in the market. And it feels like, you know, we don't think this is the peak of ourselves. We still have a very long way, and have a lot of parts that we could improve. So I feel that this is a good recognition for us, but we want to be better. We just want to be better. This is not the best of us.
Well, we definitely appreciate and respect the humility that you're showing. It's amazing, especially since the company's only 10 years old.
Yes, so
what
young.
An achievement. Joseph, could you tell us more about how you are supporting the government initiatives for Singapore's next five-year research, innovation and enterprise plan? And all this, of course, is in building a digital economy.
Okay, I understand. So this is a very good question. And, you know, I was born in China, and when I came to Singapore when I was 17 years old, and now I'm a new citizen as a Singaporean.
Hey, congratulations.
So, thank you. Actually, I love Singapore a lot, and I really love Singapore a lot. And one of my targets is really to helping as a part to bring the Singapore whole economy to, in building the digital economy, to contribute a little bit on myself. So my target is to, in the next 3 to 5 years, to help a lot of the brands from Singapore to not only on being on e-commerce in local, but also to go abroad to cross-border e-commerce on China market. And if I see a ratio, I hope that to have more than half of the number of the brands in the market to be on e-commerce, which is done by SCI.
Wow.
So we want to be really number one in the market.
Yeah,
oh, wonderful.
And earning a citizenship there.
Yeah, fantastic. And of course, there are some wonderful Singapore brands which are just ripe to go overseas and are going to do tremendously well. Speaking of tremendous, we're going to see a big, tremendously large rollout of 5G happening, not just here in Singapore, but all over the world. Has that impacted any of your future plans? Is that something you're excited about? And what else are you keen on for the future?
We're definitely looking forward for this, the whole 5G and a lot of new changes. We are seeing that people going online a lot. It's not also because of the COVID-19. People going to online a lot, and we see a lot of growth. With the 5G, you know, the live broadcasting will be a very new way, I think, for the whole market. So that's why we see the trends really, will be going, and we're preparing for that, especially some bigger project recently.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to what you guys are going to be doing with TikTok as well. We've been speaking with Joseph Liu, who's the CEO of SCI E-Commerce. Joseph, thank you for your time. You take care and stay safe, and happy Lunar New Year in advance.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Happy New Year.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.